good to see our visitors with us. We're glad you're here. Today is a wonderful day because it's the first day of the week. It's the day we come together to worship God and to remember His Son. But also because we're getting our elders in a few minutes. The theme for this year. On their loyalty to Jesus Christ and God. They only, and that's what they built their churches on. They were a distinct and special body and that were set apart for spiritual service, and that's what we've talked about for the past few weeks. But there's one thing you can say about churches in the New Testament that is for sure as well, that is that they were engaged in their work. The word engaged, as we see it from the dictionary, means the Are you part of the body of Christ? Are you yourself part of the church that Jesus gave you on the way? To begin with, looking at Matthew chapter 26, verse 38. Matthew chapter 26, verse 38. Before we can talk about engagement in the work of our local church, we have to understand the relationship that we need to have with Jesus Christ. Matthew chapter 26 and verse 38.
My soul is exceedingly sorrowful, even to death. Stay here and watch with me. He went a little further and fell on his face and parted and saying, Oh, my Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, as I will. Not as I will, but as you will.
Father,
how we had seen the Lord on the road, and that He had spoken to them, and how He had preached boldly at Damascus in the name of Jesus. So He was with them at Jerusalem, coming in and going out. What Saul did was join himself to that local church, committing himself to that congregation. This wasn't the only time he committed to a church. Look at Acts chapter 11, if you will, please. Acts 11. He went to a different place and made a commitment there. Acts chapter 11 and verse 25. Then Barnabas departed for Tarsus to seek Saul. And when he had found him, he brought him to Antioch. So it was that for a whole year they assembled with the church and taught a great many people. And the disciples were first called Christians in Antioch. They only spent a year there, but they were with the church. They were a part of the church. In fact, if you look down to chapter 13, in verse 1, notice the way it describes them here. It says, "Now in the church that was at Antioch, there were certain prophets and teachers, Barnabas, Simon, who was called Niger, Lucius of Cyrene, Manion, who had been brought up with Herod the Tetrarch, and Saul." They were in the church. How you can help this congregation and how you can be a member here. Please do that today. We would love. Every part does its share, causes growth of the body for the edifying of itself in love. I've got church growth written in my Bible here. The only way as a body we can grow is that every part does its share. Every person here, from oldest to youngest, is engaged, is working, is committed. And I want to invite you to look at one example in the New Testament of a person like that, and the lesson's yours. Look in Luke chapter 19, if you will, please. Luke chapter 19. Maybe we can understand what this looks like. When I thought of an example of someone in the New Testament who was really engaged in his walk with God, I thought about a man who was like all of us, a sinner, but somebody who wanted to find Christ. Somebody who, like all of us, was pretty financially well off, but somebody who ran into a lot of obstacles on his way to walk with Jesus. But also somebody who was willing to go the extra mile to see Jesus. And who, when Jesus saw him, said, "I'm going to come to your house." And he hurried and made haste to bring Jesus home. And he did it because he loved Christ. Luke chapter 19 and verse 1. "Then Jesus entered and passed through Jericho. And behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus who was a chief tax collector, and he was rich." Aren't we all financially? We live in a world today where we probably make more than most people in this world, even if we don't make much. "And yet, although he had money, he sought to see who Jesus was, but he could not because of the crowd, for he was of short stature. So he ran ahead and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was going to pass that way. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him and said to him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must stay at your house. So he made haste and came down and received Jesus joyfully. And when he saw it, they all complained and said, he has gone to be a guest with a man who is a sinner. Then Zacchaeus stood and said to the Lord, Look, Lord, I give half of my goods to the poor, and if I have taken anything from anyone by false accusation, I restore fourfold. And Jesus said to him, today salvation has come to this house, because he is also a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man has come to seek that, come to seek and to save that which was lost. Is there a better example of what it means to engage? He followed Jesus at whatever cost. He sacrificed himself. He went the extra mile. He didn't let any hardships get in his way. And he received Jesus with joy. But he was a sinner. Each and every one of us need Jesus in our life most of all. Each and every one of us need to engage in God's work, in God's call, to the best of our ability. And I hope and pray this morning that if that's not you, that you make a commitment to change. And that, just like Zacchaeus, verse 9, today salvation will come to your house. Is there somebody here this morning who's not a Christian? If there is, read about this man. He was a sinner. He found Jesus. He was zealous enough to seek Him. And he was engaged. And when you love Christ that much, you don't want to let Him go. Is there something between you and Jesus this morning that's preventing you from doing that? If there's something we can do this morning to help you do so, we want to do that. A song of invitation has been prepared. Michael? 325. I am resolved. That's it, right? Good choice. Thank you. I am resolved. If you're not a Christian this morning, be resolved to follow Christ this morning. To obey Him in baptism after believing in Him and making a confession of Him. Just like Zacchaeus. Engage in the Lord's call. We invite you to do so now as we stand and as we sing. 325.